Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of December, Saturday morning. I hope you're having a good morning this morning. The theme today is Babylon. If you heard the earlier message that I did on live stream with Facebook, you know. And we're going to be talking today about the 137th Psalm. I'm going to make some remarks about it. It's only 9 verses, but it's very inclusive of what's going on in our culture today. Then I'm going to have Mark read it again. It starts out by saying, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and that they wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion." Does that sound familiar today? They required of us a song. Yes, they're requiring that we go along with their perversion by passing laws, the Destruction of Marriage Act, by requiring that we endorse perversion, that we just go along to get along, tolerance. They carried us away captive, required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth. Just be happy. Be happy. Don't look at this evil. Don't look at this absolute blasphemy against God. Just ignore it. Just let them do their own thing. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? You know? We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. But we're living in the midst of pagan Babylon. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth, if I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Babylon is going to fall. Go to the book of Revelation. And by the way, Jeremiah spoke a lot about Babylon. And, the word Babylon is mentioned many, many times, like pages and pages in the Bible. Babylon is, metaphorically speaking, the worship of Lucifer. That's what's going on in our society today. That's why you have Disney having children put up a poster saying, "We worship Satan." Okay? Christ has already fulfilled the work on the cross for his people. He's already chosen them from the foundation of the world, but his children right now are living in the midst of Babylon. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. That's figuratively speaking, what they're doing with children right now is casting them against the stones, the promotion of abortion, millions and millions of children being killed on a yearly basis in this country. This is absolutely blasphemy against God and his creation. It's better that a noose was hung around your neck and you were cast in the midst of the sea than to defend one of these little ones. That's what the Bible says. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter again. As he reads this, I want you to think about this, apply this to what's going on in our culture today. It's beyond excuse what we're condoning in our culture. It's beyond excuse.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. There they that carried us awake captive required of us a song. They that wasted us required of us a mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it even to the foundation thereof. Daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones stones.
Well, people are sure happy about it, are they not? They're absolutely celebrating this kind of behavior. May the good Lord be with you this day. It's my prayer. God bless.